Run! Get in the TARDIS. It's the blue. Just get inside. Yes. Yeah. It's bigger inside. Why do you always say that? Why do they always say that? That was pretty close, you know. I'm glad we made it out of there. So, what did a nice human like yourself do to get wrapped up with those guys? Oh, really? Yeah? And how did you manage to do that? Do you even really know what you just went up against? Yes, they're Daleks. And if you know anything about Daleks, you know that they like to exterminate people on sight. I'm sorry, it kills me how they say that. They always just seem so distressed, like they just have to kill you as fast as they possibly can, which I guess is exactly what they're trying to do. So how did you manage to stay alive for so long? Ah, from behind. Still, you could have very easily have been killed. Oh, okay. I see how it is. You're cocky. We have a cocky one here. Well, if you know so much, what exactly am I? The doctor. Do I look like the doctor to you? No, I'm not some silly little fool like the doctor. What? You didn't know that there were other Time Lords out there. Well, I'm not like the doctor or the master. I don't care about saving the world. I'm the biologist. I don't care what state the world is in. It can fall apart for all I care, as long as I can conduct my research without interference. My research? Oh, that's pretty simple. I study fear. Specifically, I study this physiological response to fear in each species I encounter. That's why I was on the Dalek ship in the first place. While I wasn't able to finish my experiments, let's say I got some interesting results. That being said, you were the reason why I was interrupted. I've never encountered any male humans before. I wonder, would you like to know how I conduct my research? You look surprised, friend. What? A screwdriver? No, why would I have a screwdriver? That damn doctor. He calls himself a doctor, but what kind of doctor uses a screwdriver? No, silly boy. This is a sonic scalpel. I am a biologist, after all. Sometimes I have to dissect my specimens. Now, be a good boy and don't move. You wouldn't want me to cut you now, would you? Flushed skin. Sweaty. Boy, give me your hand. Now. We don't have all day. If I remember properly, humans only have one heart, so I should be able to find your pulse in your wrist. Your pulse is elevated. Look at me. Pupils dilated. Are you aroused? You are, aren't you? I've heard that certain species become aroused when they're frightened. I guess that's true for some humans. Or is it this body? Don't think that I haven't noticed your gaze. It's been quite a while since I've been physical with any kind of being. And this would be an interesting opportunity to gain unique insight. Oh. Well, your member seems more than ready. Why don't we put your confused little body to use for my research? Get undressed. Now, do not make me repeat myself, human. What? Did you think that I would take the risk of putting down my scalpel and undressing you myself? You are a fascinating little species, you know that. As if I would ever be that stupid. And even if you did manage to wound me, I would just regenerate anyway. Now be a good boy and get naked. Well, this is a nice surprise. It seems like a life of fighting Daleks has kept you in fairly decent shape. This'll do nicely. It's always so tedious to factor in the effects of an unhealthy lifestyle of one of my specimens into my calculations. Thank you for making it easier. Oh. Did you just twitch? You are excited. Now, I'm going to use my mouth on you, and if you try anything, I will hurt you. Do not forget who is in control here. I want you to stay with your back against the wall until I tell you otherwise. Decent girth. Strong roller squat. What a sweet, scared little human you are. Everything seems fairly standard, but I wonder. Yeah, that's exactly. That's exactly what I expected. You've somehow managed to become even harder. Why don't I take your cock deeper into my throat? Did I say that you could touch me? Do not test me again. Lie down on the floor. I think you know what comes next. What? Did you think that I would let you escape me that easily? Human. I will use you until I have extracted every bit of information that I can from you. You are mine until I grow tired of you and discard you. Do you think that I haven't done this before? We're going to take this at my speed. If I want you to touch me, I will tell you exactly how and when. If you touch me without my consent or I express permission, well, you might not like the results. Okay. Wasn't anticipating the girth affecting me this much. For as terrified as you look, you seem to be enjoying this too. Is it possible that your skin is even more flushed than before? I think that this is the most fun I've had conducting my research in a long time. Thank you for that. Look at me. Do not close your eyes. Yes. Like that. Is this unpleasant for you? Do you not like it? Well, you best get used to it. Because this is going to be your life now, human. You're going to be mine. That life you knew before is gone. I'm going to use you again and again and again until I've had my fill, until I am done with you. Oh, God. Fuck. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, put your hands on my hips and thrust up into me. Yes. Just like that. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Fuck. Oh, God. Oh. Who knew I would find such a wonderful thing on a Dalek ship? Yes. 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 Just like that. Keep going. Fuck. Oh, do I need to fucking slow down? Can you come on, command for me, human? Let's try. I'm going to count down, and I want you to come with me. And not a second before. Do you understand? Well, that was interesting enough. I think I'm gonna have to keep you around for a while. You can never have too much evidence.